Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. He's a former regent with the Nevada System of Higher Education. Howard Rosenberg joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Rosenberg. He's a former university regent in the state of Nevada for 12 years, served on the Washoe County School Board for 4 years, taught at the university for 100 years. One of the people that you worked with for a long time on the Board of Regents was our present governor, Steve Sisolak.
True.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on Steve Sisolak working on a board like that and how that might apply to how he will be working as our governor.
I think he'll make a good governor, Sam. I really do.
Why?
Steve is a bully. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But then so am I when you come right down to it. He'll bully for the right reasons, and he'll try to get things together so that he always has kept his eye on the ball. And the ball for us when we were on the Board of Regents is what's best for the kids. And I think he'll do the same thing as governor. What's good, what's best for the good of the people of the state? I think that ultimately will come down to it. He's not afraid to argue. He'll engage people with whom he disagrees, which I think is important. Very important. One of the first things I'd do if I were elected again was I surround myself with people with whom I disagree. Because it's the conversation that gets you to the point where you might conceivably be able to understand what's actually going on and what it ultimately affects down the road.
Going back to that time period, there was not a lot of positive thought about the Board of Regents in those days, as I recall. Would that be something that you would agree with, that statement?
No, I don't think so. I think that a lot of people don't understand what it is the Board of Regents does. I don't think a number of board members understand what it was that we were to do. I didn't. It took me a while to learn.
So what's the misunderstanding?
You don't govern as such. What you do is you engage in conversations so that you understand what it is that we're supposed to be trying to do. And what it does for the students, ultimately, that's what it's all about. What do the kids get out of it? We have two universities, we have a state college, and we have a number of community colleges, which have taken the word community outside of Truckee Meadows Community College out of their titles, which I think is a shame, because community college is different from State College and from university. And understanding that and being able to help in the governance of it is very important to what will make it ultimately work.
Is there an example you can give us of where Steve Sisolak played a major role at the Board of Regents while you were there?
No more than I could give you an indication of anybody doing anything like that, because when you're on a board, you work as a group. I think that one of the things that Steve did with me was we'd fight. We'd really argue. And out of that argument, I'd understand where he was coming from and understand why his approach to something was different from mine. It was context. He's from Las Vegas. I'm from Reno. There's a difference. And it isn't the question of I'm better than you or different from you so much as it's the ramifications of what we do are different in each part of the state. He understands that. I don't think that in any way we ever did anything that would injure one part of the state and help another. It was always a question of trying to make what was the most equitable situation for all of us. And that's tough.
As you look at the state now, and it's been quite a few years since you were on the Board of Regents, you know, obviously the majority of the population is now in Southern Nevada. True. The majority of the power is in Southern Nevada. And not necessarily the legislators, but public opinion in Las Vegas says that we are contributing the majority of the taxes, we should get the majority of the benefit. When you look at the university system, do you have concerns about that?
Yes, but the concerns aren't that it will be used in the wrong way. The concern is that we need to understand that that broad a base has other things. We have a rural state, Sam, and the rurals have a great deal to do with what makes this state what it is. And Nevada is a wonderful, wonderful state. And I can say that because I'm a transplant. I come from someplace else. You do too. I think most of us who come from someplace else recognize how really special this state is. And the rural parts of the state give us a tremendous amount that we wouldn't get any other way.
Okay, so I'm going to throw you back into those days. There were several things that you did. One was with the briefing books for the Board of Regents.
Right.
You were actually one of the few regents that actually studied every page of those books before you went to the meetings.
True. But again, studied. Everyone read the material. The question of you're reading it in context. I understood a lot more than a lot of other people did because I was in it day to day. And I could explain to some who were having a problem understanding. And then people like Steve, who were in business, could explain to me why they felt the way they did about certain things and about, you know, briefing papers and how they were put together. That helped a tremendous amount for us to come together on making decisions that would help all of us.
You also traveled to every campus in the state.
Yes.
So what did you learn?
At my own expense.
So what did you learn going to places like Elko, Fallon, others?
Oh, Sam, the
because it changed you, didn't it?
Yes. The tenor of life is different. The speed of life is different. When you're in a place like Elko, where the students, for the most part, were place-bound, they didn't want to leave the family farms, the family ranches. They wanted to get their education there, which they should be able to do. But they were equidistant between University of Utah and University of Nevada. So, you know, how do we get this together? Well, the best way to do it, we felt at that particular time, was to allow the community college to also offer four-year degrees when there was a strong enough demand for it. We began to investigate that, make it work, and it made it work at other of the community colleges as well. All of that, we're different, but we're also very much alike.
All right, so let me go back to my original point, which is that seeing the power moving to Southern Nevada, does it concern you and why?
I don't think the power has moved to Southern Nevada.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't.
I think the legislature has woken up and that Southern Nevada legislators are no longer ruled by the likes of Bill Raggio or Randolph Townsend and others.
I think that there will be people who will come along and will begin to take over that mantle and change the way we think in a different kind of a way. I think that Steve Sisolak is from Las Vegas, but he's going to be living in Carson City. All right, now that means he's up here. He's going to understand things that he's not understood before. He's also going to be able to find out things that he's not been able to find out before. I don't think that the power has shifted. I also think that the preponderance of women in the legislature is going to make a tremendous amount of difference.
Why?
Because women ask questions that are different from what men ask. Their concerns are different. They think in a different way. It's vive la différence. I'm all for it 1,000%.
Okay, so how do you think it's going to manifest itself?
I think that they'll begin to ask questions that haven't been asked before. I don't know particularly what those questions are. It'll depend a great deal upon listening to them as we begin to get it. I mean, the legislature begins today, doesn't it, Sam?
Correct, that's where we're taping this.
I mean, people are going to be talking to one another who've not talked to one another before. And a lot of the ideas and different kinds of thought processes are going to change and change drastically. And I think that's going to make a major difference in the way we feel and the way we govern ourselves.
Over the last couple of years, we've seen such an incredible economic boom in the state. Mm-hmm. And we need people in trade and technical positions. And the thing that has come up over and over again, especially in the last year or so, has been that not everybody needs to go to university.
I agree, 100%.
Okay, so how do we
Sam,
change?
Let me show you how my thought process changed. Okay, when we opened Truckee Meadows Community College, which is an anvil's throw from the university's front door, and they were offering the 1 and 200 level classes that we offered at the university for half price. I came unglued of all the stupidity. Why would you do something like that? You're cutting your own throat. And I went on and on and on and on. And you know I have a big mouth and I don't always think before I spit something out. But in any case, it took me the better part of a year to recognize, turn it to your advantage, you idiot. Let them go to the first 2 years of community college and get the classes that they need for half price. Then they come to the university. We go from there. All of this is a thought process, but it also depends upon context, knowing the kids, what the kids were looking for. A lot of them came to the university and didn't know what they were going to do. But when they went to community college, there was a path that they could take to get them to certain places. I needed to understand how that operated so I could bring that into my advisement at the university. We all did that, Sam, and it made a tremendous amount of difference to our kids.
Okay, so has the university systems across the country become big business that they are not going to be happy with the idea that now everybody needs to go to college and that therefore monies that have been flowing to those universities are going to be cut back? At the same time, we have to change the perception of people that are looking at trades and saying, hey, you can make a very, very good middle-class living by being a plumber or a pipe fitter or a carpenter.
All that has to happen is you say to yourself, have you hired a plumber recently? I mean, good Lord, if I had it to do over again and I had the brains to be able to do a trade, and I don't, I wish that I did, I'd do it in a heartbeat. It's harder to get into trade school these days than it is to get into university. There are fewer of them, they are more expensive, but at the end of it, you come out with a knowledge of something that you have to be predisposed to want to do. You know yourself, your lights go off in your house, you open up the box that has those switches. I don't know what to do with them. Call an electrician. Well, it's going to take at least 24 hours before he can get there. All you have to know is that one of them is tripped. It's gone the wrong way. Push it back and the lights come on. Hello? Well, somebody had to tell me that over the telephone. I have graduate degrees from Harvard, Sam. I'm worthless when something really important goes wrong.
And we will make a plaque for you on that.
We'll
take a break. We'll be back with Howard Rosenberg after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. The one area we didn't mention were jobs like truckers.
Sam, the thing that fascinates me more than anything else is how, as I get older, I learn more about the way, not I think, but the way things around me have made me think. I've always thought of truckers as they get behind a wheel and they move stuff from one place to another. How smart do you have to be? A trucker has to be exceedingly smart. They have to know all of these things, not just about how long it takes to get from place to place, but how long it takes you to load and unload. What you do with the material. If you have perishables, what do you do with them if you run into a situation where you can really get yourself into trouble? Truckers aren't just some dumb bunnies that get behind a wheel and drive from place to place. They've got to know a hell of a lot more, much more than I need to know to get from place to place. And I have graduate degrees, all right, hello? So street smart as opposed to book smart, as opposed to other kinds of smarts, have to be factored into this when we're talking about our children growing up and coming into careers that are different. Today's truck driver is 1,000 times different from what they were 15, 20 years ago, and will be that much more different in years to come, because what's going to happen when we have self-driving trucks that will get things from place to place? That throws people out of work, or does it?
And not in the case of truckers, because they're going to still need people inside that cab. Let's change topics to your time on school board here in Washoe County. You know, education is a huge part of the state budget, and as we look toward this legislative session, what are your suggestions for the legislators regarding...
Talk to teachers. Don't talk to administrators. Talk to teachers in the classrooms. Listen to them. Let them tell you where the problems are, what they need, and the help that they're looking for from the legislature, as is indeed from their individual districts.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. You wanted to continue the thought that you had before the break, in terms of respect.
A graduate degree from Harvard University is as good as the person who holds the graduate degree. I think our whole idea of respect needs to be based on the human beings that are the focus of what we're looking at. And tradespeople today particularly demand and deserve a tremendous amount of respect. And I never realized it until I got old enough to recognize that I needed help. And that if it weren't for these people, I'd be up the creek without the proverbial paddle. So that for me, we need to start way back in the elementary schools and begin to educate our students, not just on college, but on trade schools and on what the different possibilities in their lives are. You know, it's show and tell, and when daddy comes in and tells the class what it is that he does every day, that kind of thing. But then we need to go further. We need to take the kids to a trucking company and watch them dispatch the trucks. My grandfather was a dispatcher for the Boston Globe way back in the 40s and 50s. And I can remember standing on Atlantic Avenue with him, watching his trucks take off as he checked them off. And you did it with a pencil in those days. We didn't have computers back then. And I thought to myself, what is it that he's doing? Now I understand it and I have a hell of a lot more respect for what it was that he was doing. Because without him, those newspapers never would have gotten to the hands of the individual people who read them.
Charter schools. Your thoughts on charter schools? Some seem to be doing spectacular work. Others are failing for various reasons.
It depends upon the students who are in the charter school and what it is that they need. Does that charter school have the particular resources to give these kids what they need? Why does a school fail? I wish I knew, Sam. But you've got to talk to the teachers to find out what it is they didn't have, what it is they felt they needed but didn't have, couldn't get. That's the way to find out. Talk to the people directly involved, not the ones that administrate. There's nothing wrong with administrators, except I think there are too many of them. But other than that, it's the teachers, the ones that are in the trenches every day with the kids, that you need to talk to.
The respect level for the teaching profession. You know, we seem to spend, in the media at least, an incredible amount of time talking about how bad the education system is in the state of Nevada. But when you actually really look at it, I don't think that's the truth at all.
Sam, if I had the answer to that, believe me, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd be changing the world. I wish that I really understood why 50 years ago we were in much better shape than we are now. Is it just a question of more students already in an overtaxed situation? Is it because we're not training our teachers properly? What is the problem? We need to talk to the teachers and the students. Then we need to get parents to understand that you've got one or two kids in a public school, but the school teacher has 20 or 30 of your children that she's spending 5 to 7 hours a day with every day. This is not the easiest way in the world to live, and it's not the easiest way in the world to teach. It's rough.
All right, but I mean, what I'm saying is that the achievement level of a certain percentage of students is as good in Nevada as it is anywhere, and
true.
Yet the respect level given to the profession seems to miss that.
I agreed. I wish I had an answer for it. I wish I understood why. Because to me, teaching isn't a job. It's a calling. It's something you have to do. I loved every single minute of it. I'm retired now. I miss it. I miss it every single day. I miss the kids. By the same token, I'm going to start a class in the next couple of days at the OSHA Life Learning Institute at the university. And it'll get me back into a situation, but with a very different group of people than I've taught before. These are going to be older people. I'm wondering exactly how I'm going to handle it. And a good teacher, I think, finds his or her way as you maneuver through it.
That's where we have to leave it. Howard Rosenberg, always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, we'll be taking a look at public television. We'll see you on the next broadcast.